Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Mark Gurman. Apple's new mixed reality headset set to launch at the start of next month, but some of the most popular apps for streaming videos and music will be missing. So, Mark, YouTube, Spotify joining Netflix and announcing that they are not planning apps for the Vision Pro for now. What's behind that, and does it make it less desirable?
Yeah, thank you for having me. So right now, Netflix, YouTube, Spotify, among others, have indicated they won't be releasing apps for the Vision Pro, at least at launch, nor will they be making their iPad applications available for the device. Now, it makes the product a little less interesting. You know, I thought this would be an excellent machine for watching YouTube or Netflix. And without those applications, you'll have to view that on the web, which means it's a bit more of a less immersive experience. You won't be able to save videos for offline viewing. So it's certainly a bit of a downgrade for what I think a lot of people were expecting in terms of the capabilities of this product. So I certainly think some people may have, you know, second thoughts about buying it. But over time, I think the app situation will be cleaned up a little bit.
So let's just use YouTube as an example. It will still be accessible. It's just going to be a little clunkier.
YouTube will still be accessible, but you'll have to go to YouTube.com. You won't be able to view YouTube via an application, right? That means you'll have to navigate to the web browser and then to YouTube versus launching an app from your home screen like you can do on your iPhone right now. The other thing is that means you won't get to be able to watch YouTube videos in more immersive virtual reality environments, and you won't be able to save content to the device's hardware storage itself for offline viewing. That means if you want to watch YouTube or Netflix on an airplane, you're probably going to be out of luck unless you find a plane with super fast Wi-Fi.
So what apps are going to be there?
You know, there are some other apps still, the entertainment pipeline. There's the NBA app. There's ESPN. There's Max. That was, you know, the new name for HBO. All sorts of different software from Apple, the Apple TV app, Apple TV Plus. There's Peacock from NBC Universal. So you're still getting, you know, your typical household names, but not the two biggest ones, YouTube or Netflix. Those are, you know, serious omissions, I think.
So Apple started taking pre-orders for the Vision Pro this morning. How's it looking so far?
So far, so good for Apple. It appears that they've sold out their initial supply. If you were to place a new order, that's going to not arrive until about mid-March, depending on the configuration of the product that you get. And it sold out pretty quickly, the initial February 2nd supply. So, you know, it's difficult to determine if that's purely because of demand, because of low supply, or a mixture of both. But typically when you have these sell out so quickly, it is, you know, positive news for the company. And we'll have to wait to hear more at the beginning of next month when Apple discusses its earnings report to know how well the Vision Pro really did.
It's $3,500, right?
$3,500, that's for the base model, 256 gigabytes. There's also two additional storage capacities they announced today. There's a 512 gigabyte version and a 1 terabyte version. And the 1 terabyte version, that comes in at $3,900. So a bit of a price bump for the additional storage capacity.
And tell me again, who's buying this? Who's going to plop down $3,500 for something that doesn't have YouTube and Spotify?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, app developers, entertainment enthusiasts, of people who are using other entertainment apps, obviously, people who are interested in the potential gaming capabilities, early adopters, people who love virtual and augmented reality. I think there certainly is a market for this. It's not a big market, but there is a market, and Apple's hope is to sort of land a beachhead here and over time expand market share in the VR market, over time cut prices and expand functionality, and maybe one day have a real hit on their hands.
Well, you let me know when you pick yours up what it looks like and whether you're happy with it. That is Bloomberg's Mark Gurman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,